This is the Bible Audio Network, cutting-edge tech created for such a time as this. As Bill Gates said,
we're finally at the point where, in a few areas, it's starting to outstrip what was even imaginable in my youth.
That's right, Mr. Gates. And here is where we are today. Listen to Elon Musk.
Today, with a $100 device, you can video conference with anyone in the world, on the other side of the world. And if you have a Wi-Fi connection, it's basically free. You're free to have an instant visual communication with anyone, or even with millions of people.
Correct. But that is today. What about tomorrow? And what about the Great Commission? Here is a report from CBN.
20 or 30 years ago, Bible translators had to say goodbye to friends and family, sometimes for years at a time, to live overseas. Well, today, video chat, text messages, and the global network allow missionaries to serve from their very own homes in the U.S. and connect to translation teams remotely.
What used to take years and years to do, now, for example, a New Testament may have been 20 years, 30 years. Now, many times, we can bring it along in about 6 to 8 years, which is pretty incredible.
So that's progress for today. But what about tomorrow? Here is Troy Carl.
I am incredibly excited because I am on the island of Guam. I'm at the headquarters of Trans World Radio Broadcasting, and we're doing something that really has never been done before. And I'm so excited to tell you about this particular test that's going to prove that the capabilities of getting the Bible to every human on earth is actually happening right now, here, today.
The Bible Audio Network, bringing ancient truths to a modern world looking for answers, with a message for our world that comes from another kingdom and the music to match, featuring artists like Hillsong United. Tomlin.
My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love. Amazing grace.
Lauren Daigle.
You say I'm loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I'm strong when I think I'm weak. And you say I'm held when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, oh, you say I'm yours. And I believe.
Kanye West.
Like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee, just like Mike. Looking for a bright light. Seagull, what your life like? Riding on a white bike, feeling like a...
You are listening to the Bible Audio Network, with the finest music this side of heaven and the most important message on earth.
The command is clear. Go into all the world. The time is now. Technology exists to fulfill the Great Commission. International Scripture Ministries, determined to deliver unhindered access to the Bible so every person can know Christ. Here's an unacceptable statistic. Over 40% of the world's population, that is 3.2 billion, have yet to hear God's Word. That must change. It can change. Here's a statistic that should get our hearts started. Over 90% of the world has access to some digital device. This is the door. Now is the time. We have a brief shining moment on earth to glorify God. Are you ready to get this done? Check the scripture ark we are building at ism.bible. Every person, from every nation, in every language. ism.bible.
The Bible Audio Network. The music and the message.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age."
The Word of God marinates the Bible Audio Network, proclaiming what the Bible says, and then the finest communicators in the world explaining what the Bible means. Featuring teachers like Skip Heitzig.
Even when Christians are kind and wonderful and helpful, they still represent the gospel that is narrow and exclusive. Because our gospel says that only those who trust in Jesus Christ will enjoy heaven forever, and those who reject Jesus Christ will be forever lost. You think that's a popular message? No way.
Craig Groeschel.
You are my hope. I put my hope in you. In other words, our hope is not in a person or in a leader or in a government or in a system or even in medicine. Our hope is in an all-powerful, ever-present, all-knowing God who spoke and created the very universe. Our hope is in God.
J. Vernon McGee.
Somebody says, "What about those unanswered prayers I've got?" May I be bold enough to say to you today, you don't have any unanswered prayers. We hear today that what an insult it is to God for a Christian to go around and say, "Well, you know, I have unanswered prayer."
And Stephen Furtick.
Sometimes we give so much credit to the devil's attack that we forget that God is the one who is keeping the calendar. And so whatever night you find yourself in today, the Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That means that trouble can't last always in your life. That means that it won't always feel like this. It means that there may be a season that you struggle. But Peter says that after you have suffered a little while, that the God of all grace himself will step in, and that he himself will redeem what you've been through and stand you upright and make you steadfast and firm and strong. What am I trying to say? Suffering has an expiration date. You don't have to go through this forever. God's got his eye on you. He sees you in the middle of the storm. It can rage all night, but day will break. Don't you stop in the middle of this sea.
In addition to full-length messages, the Bible Audio Network will feature short-form, hard-hitting audio bites like these.
Soon, and very soon, the end of the insulting rebellion on earth will arrive when Jesus returns.
When Jesus comes back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he won't be voted into office. He won't have to caucus anywhere or schmooze people or make promises.
We are in the middle of a cosmic drama, spiritual war in the heavens. Listen to Skip Heitzig.
So the war that started in heaven made its way to the theater of this earth. And you and I are involved, but you don't have to be scared.
Hotspot. Access Skip's teaching library from your TV at home. Add the Skip Heitzig app to your Apple TV.
Yeah, but Skip, a third of the angels fell with Satan. That's a pretty big number. Yeah, that's right, a third fell. Don't forget, they're outnumbered 2-1.
2-1.
Two-thirds didn't fall, and those are the good guys that help you out.
Now this closing challenge from Skip.
The most important question to leave with now is, are you under the primacy of Christ? Are you under the dominion? The rule of Jesus.
And the Bible Audio Network will present special programming relevant to the times.
When God puts the whole world on hold, calendars are canceled, historic changes, and an uncertain future, how do you respond? Listen for the Plagues and Promises special with Skip Heitzig and Joel Rosenberg.
Most pastors, as you know, don't teach on Bible prophecy. They don't talk about how to get ready for the time when the church will not be here and the world will go through much worse than this.
Joel joins Skip from his home in Jerusalem where he was quarantined.
We have now killed as Americans 60 million babies, 60 million abortions. Set aside all the other sins, but if you just look at the number of abortions, 60 million.
Also, hear Skip point out benefits of the quarantine life.
So two good benefits to quarantine is beneficial. Physical restoration. Number two, spiritual edification. Here's a third, self-evaluation.
The Plagues and Promises special with Skip Heitzig and Joel Rosenberg, coming soon on this station.
It is a new day, and there's a new way to interface with God. Here's a question. Why do you think the internet was invented? For YouTube, Amazon, and Netflix? We do know that two of the largest users of the web are pornography and streaming movies. This might be a surprise, but the Bible says all things were created for God's glory. Just as the roads of Rome were paved for Paul's feet and Gutenberg's press was invented to print the Bible, the internet is for God's word. Remember, the Lord has a dream for every human to hear the gospel, and the new wave of technology makes it possible. Will you help it come true? This is our time, but it is short. Check in at ism.bible. Come and see ism.bible.
Technology is the Roman road of our times, opening new pathways for God's word to travel the globe. Here is Troy Carl with an update on the digital Bible platform.
Technology has allowed the translation organizations to rapidly accelerate what they're doing around the world. Because Faith Comes With Hearing records only bona fide and approved translations, we work with literally hundreds of translation organizations, National Bible Societies, Wycliffe Bible Translators, etc. Those organizations provide those translations to us. Now, because we partner, we're able to take our technology and share it and develop it and accelerate it. We've developed a new technology we call Render. Render is an amazing way for us to go into a people group that may never have the Bible actually written in their language. As the children go off to school and learn the major business languages, in 40 years, that language may become extinct. And so those languages may never have a text in their local language. But with Render, literally on a device, we've actually developed the ability to do what we call an oral-to-oral translation of the Bible.
That's Troy Carr with an important progress update. This digital Bible platform talk presented by Faith Comes By Hearing.
You're listening to the Bible Audio Network.